for.
The first symptom usually is sleep disorder, insomnia, inability to sleep. You get radiated and you can't sleep. This happens when there's a cell tower near people's houses. You can't think properly, you get dizzy, you get nauseous, you get various pains throughout your body. A lot of people have chest pain, heart arrhythmias, stroke, heart attacks.
properly, you get dizzy, you get nauseous, you get various pains throughout your body. A lot of people get chest pain, heart arrhythmias, people are having strokes and heart attacks. This gets very serious.
What are some, can it be carcinogenic, and what other illnesses could it cause in the long term?
There are upwards of 10,000, my estimate is closer to 30,000, conservatively, there are more than 10,000 cases of studies going forward.
Carcinogenic, and what other illnesses could it cause in the long term?
There are upwards of 10,000. My estimate is closer to 30,000, but conservatively, there are more than 10,000 peer-reviewed studies showing serious harm in the way of not only heart disease, cancer, diabetes, in children, ADHD, autism. I know autism is in the news as to whether vaccines cause it, but also RF radiation, DNA damage, nervous system disorders.